knew someone who went to his apartment in Philadelphia. He was supposed to get a contract to play at a club or somewhere, but in the contract he said, you have to meet with these young musicians in Philadelphia. That is part of your contract, Charlie. If you can't do that, then you can't, you know, have the contract to appear in the club or the hall or whatever you're doing. And he was late for that because he was always a bit very late. And he apologized to the kids when they got there because he was so late and they were about to leave. He said, I'll tell you what, I'll take you up to my apartment. We can talk there. He was supposed to count to the kids on how he became Charlie Parker and this kind of thing. And they looked through some of his albums and so forth. And they found the music that you rented. Classical music, jazz, a little bit of everything. His range was very, very broad as a musician. He was also very well-spoken. I heard interviews with him, you know, talking with various hosts. And, he was very well-spoken. At the age of 34, he knew a lot, you know, not just about music, but, you know, sometimes about world affairs and so forth, and could talk very pointedly about certain things, politics, education, whatever the case may be. But he was pretty well grounded. That particular apartment, it was built in 1950. It was called the Flamingo Apartment. Few people lived there. I met it from Dave Brubeck, and he and his wife lived there with their firstborn for about 5 or 6 months. And Arthur Brashock, magnificent baritone, say he lived there. I don't have any proof of that. But Dave Brubeck lived there, and Parker lived there, and Yoko Henderson, his jockey here in Philadelphia, great radio personality, he lived there. And a lot of pretty famous people lived there because it was a magnificent structure when it was first built. And it's still there. It's been, name has been changed, no longer the Flamingo Apartment. It's called 1220 now, but it has a great history of people who have lived there. I asked the management about it many, many years ago when I found out that so many people had lived there. And I asked the management, and they said, well, that was a previous management. They don't give any records of, you know, who has lived here. So it was kind of, you know, they didn't quite understand, you know, what had happened there and some of the people who had lived there. I let that one go. It is quite a building. If there are some files somewhere about a particular edifice, I think that, you know, people would say, oh, I didn't know that.